Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Zimmerman with Becker's Hospital Review. Thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Karina Edwards, CEO with Quill. Karina, thank you for taking the time. Could you please go ahead and just introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here. I'm Karina Edwards. I'm the CEO of Quill. We are the joint venture between Comcast NBC Universal and Independence Blue Cross. So thrilled to be here and thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And can you just maybe walk our listeners through what Quill does? Just tell us more about your organization.
Sure. So at our core, we're a digital health company that is a tech-enabled joint venture between two pretty large parent organizations. And we're really focused on our vision, which is to help people organize and navigate their health life. And we do that by helping patients and their caregivers make timely, more informed decisions in partnership with their providers and health plans. Because we believe that if you can guide somebody to be the healthiest version of themselves, that's the best outcome. And every single person has a different definition of that. And so leveraging digital tools and all panes of glass, we have a phone, web, computer, and TV experience. We really want to make sure that people have the tools they need to answer that question, what happens next on their health journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So important now, I think, especially considering the year we just had, right? 2020 sort of illustrated just how important the health of all individuals are, you know, and it's the year has really driven huge shifts in just how we're seeing care delivered. So I want to get just to ask this forward-looking question of you. Where do you see healthcare going next? I know it's a big question. I want to put that to you.
Sure. You know, from our lens, consumers will continue to push for personalized experiences, right? We live in a world today where, you know, what the pandemic has highlighted is pretty much if I am connected, it has showcased some connectivity disparities, but if I am connected, I can pretty much do everything. And I think where healthcare has been traditionally is it has been full of that point solution fatigue. It tries to segment me into I'm a patient, I'm a member, I'm an employee, I'm a caregiver, right? At the end of the day, I'm a person. And so when I think about the new tools now fueled with the new interoperability standards, we can bring consumer grade tools to healthcare in a really scalable and new way. Because I need to be able to bridge all those aspects of my life and I have to do it where I want to, right? No one thinks about, you know, am I interacting with content on my phone, on the web, on my television? I'm just a consumer of content and I'm getting empowered by leveraging solutions that I need to use for tasks and points. And I truly believe healthcare also sometimes misses the boat with, I don't want to think about my health every day. I want to be supported. I want to have a next best action. I want to know what to do when I'm acutely in need of it. And so I think it goes back to how do we bring solutions forward that are prospective versus retrospective? And how do we start doing this at scale? So I think that's the first piece, right? We all have different experiences in life that can change from any given time. And we need tools that will help us navigate those different pieces and bring that convergence together. I think the second thing I'll add, though, is, you know, clearly COVID has spotlighted the need for digital health at scale. You know, what we've learned about the current solutions is they're okay, but we need to make them more integrated and more robust than just the video visit. And we also need to make them integrated into the workflow of the care clinical teams, not just the caregivers. And so, you know, they have to be EMR enabled. They have to think about doing more than just, hey, I can get you on Zoom and I can have a discussion. How can I use remote patient monitoring technologies? How can I use some new digital diagnostic tools? Where can telehealth put a finer point on driving this information back to the actual episode of care you're having, but also from a population perspective? And so thinking through that broader adoption and bridging that digital divide, I think will be the last kind of the last forward looking thing what we're going to see is we're seeing healthcare organizations now sponsor things like internet connectivity to the home, right? Thinking about how to connect the low income households or people that have some digital divide challenges and making sure they have the access to these tools so they're not left behind again.
There's a couple comments that have stuck out to me, but one that really I want to perhaps drill down on a bit more is this comment you made around making sure the user experience for clinicians and frontline providers is really, you know, taken into account as we continue to scale these digital technologies. I think that's such an important piece. So I'm wondering if you can walk through a little bit about perhaps the work you're doing to make sure that's happening.
Sure. Yeah. So I think at first, you know, we're an engagement platform, and what we focus on is meeting the needs of the enterprise and not the needs of just one point focus area or one clinical area.
Right.
Because we believe that if you can't address the needs of the enterprise long term, you're just going to be a bridge solution until somebody else can. Right. So you might go into some deep point solutions, and that's wonderful to get you going. But then longer term, you have to be able to do those items. And so when we thought about building our platform and that infrastructure to enable us, you know, we looked at three key things to do really well. First, we had to be able to rapidly scale up and down. And so that's where having some of our parent organizations and the tech depth that we have has helped us. We also knew that we had to meet the needs of all clinical service lines across the organization. And so bringing in consumer grade content and engagement expertise from our MVC roots has really helped provider organizations tailor patient journeys while maintaining, you know, we still have out of the box journeys and digital care plans that are evidence based. But if we can really bring an inspiring, personal and empowering care plan where and when I need it, to bear, that's a unique differentiator for us. And then also, as with everybody during COVID, we had to pivot when necessary, right? When we thought about, we're a relatively new organization. We've been around for 2 years. We have a scalable platform and some core anchor customers, but where they were using our solution scale was really around the procedural journeys and things that basically were elective surgeries. COVID has spotlighted the need for digital health at scale. And what we saw from our provider clients is when COVID hit, there was this misinformation nation that was happening everywhere. People didn't know where to go for sources of truth. They didn't know how to get the best information. And so what we did very quickly was when procedures went offline and our patients went offline, we pivoted the product and we developed a COVID preparedness toolkit in 5 days, bringing together NBC News feeds and Today Show News feeds to get the relevant, right, and evidence-based information out to people, but not just the information about COVID and symptom tracking, but how to transition to work from home, how to think about transitioning from homeschooling and all the things we've now lived with for a year. We did that in March. Now, recently, we're doing the same for vaccinations and thinking about getting the right information to different populations that may be adverse to getting the vaccine and trying to understand their sentiment and bringing them forward in a really engaging way. So thrilled to be able to use the platform at scale.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those comments too sort of bring me to the next question I want to ask. You've laid out a few differentiators already, the MVC roots as being giving your organization these sort of tools that perhaps a lot of your competitors might lack. But, you know, the digital health market is still crowded and there are many solutions sort of available around patient engagement, especially. So can you talk a bit more about Quill's differentiators and what you're doing?
Sure. You know, I think I'll start with the integrated into the workflow piece, right? Thinking about this from a B2B to C experience. So the first thing we have to do is we have to sell to the provider organizations. And to do so, you have to think about your core value proposition there. And so whether it's accelerating revenue and fee-for-service procedures and differentiating your service lines, or if it's saving money to drive down risk and or saving clinician staff time because they're not able to get and keep up with the demand of questions that are coming in from patients. So it's where can we actually think about activating patients and their caregivers in a different way to derive business value. So we start there. And then once we actually have that business value nailed, it's all about leveraging the platform, which is not just an app or a tool, but it's that experience that will text me, email me, nudge me to get me back on track to my goals. So I start with making it personal, understanding the patient. What are their goals? What are their motivators? I then empower them to invite their caregivers and the people that support them. I then remind them of their goals and I inspire them and nudge them with a text message or an email if they're off track, or reward them if they're on track. And then share stories from others like them. So it's taking a consumer-first approach and really thinking from the consumer lens, but never forgetting that we're in this to deliver value for the provider organizations as well, because clearly everyone's in it for the best patient outcomes, but you have to have all the value props be to B2C. And so I think we've checked a lot of those boxes for our clients.
Interesting. I love hearing that. So I know you said you're 2 years in, but I want to ask you, where do you see the product going over time? What's your big picture vision here?
Sure. Yeah. No, it's a go big, go home bet, I like to say. When you think about how we're looking at the market, our long-term vision. So we started, let me stop by saying we started this, our current product is called Quill Engage, and that is an engagement platform. Today we serve provider organizations, but we also use the platform to serve payer and self-insured employer organizations. And so where our long-term vision is going is that convergence of the experience for me, the person. And so I'll use Pennsylvania right now in the Philly area as our test bed. And so as we're looking at this, we're thinking about the enterprise-wide contract we have with Penn Medicine, delivering for those service lines and delivering amazing best-in-class patient experiences. Those are already delivering business value, from reductions in readmissions to reductions in length of stay to improved discharge to home. And 100% of the patients that have come on our platform feeling better prepared and less anxious for their health event and journey. I take that now and I merge that with Comcast being a customer from the employer perspective, and then Independence Blue Cross being a customer from the payer perspective. And for me, if I'm navigating this in the next 2 years, I want to see that convergence of, I'm an employee at Comcast who just found out I was pregnant. I need to understand my pregnancy benefits, my leave benefits, everything that's going on that Comcast as an employer offers me. I then need to understand my payer benefits and how much is this going to cost and what networks do I use. And then if I'm prescribed by the provider a pregnancy journey where they're following along, now I have a tool in Quill that gives me 3, 4, 5 different journeys that come together to take a holistic view of my pregnancy experience. And so that's where our vision is going for the Quill Engage platform. The other thing that we're doing that we launched together with Comcast, we're actually going into the home. And we're thinking about a new product called Quill Assure that we're launching in the Q4 timeframe. And this is to support aging in home. Because today, if you're a Comcast subscriber out there listening and you have the Xfinity platform with one of those great voice remotes, you can go to your TV and say Quill Health or What Happens Next. And you actually get to the Quill app just like you would get to your Netflix app or any other app on your television. With that reach to the home, we want to enable people to live in their homes longer and age independently with the support of their caregivers. And so the Quill Assure launch that's happening is our first step in that direction. And that's going to be coming out in Q4.
Wonderful. I think, just thinking about that, the pregnancy journey you just laid out, I think, I have a 19-month-old, and I just remember my wife navigating. It's just, jumping from like insurance to your provider to wherever, and having sort of like a single source for that, just makes so much sense to me. So looking forward to seeing the work you do.
Thank you. Yeah, no, our goals are really all around consumerizing an industry that's been traditionally unfriendly to consumers, not intentionally. But we're really excited to be part of shaping the future during such a transformative time. And as digital health rises, we're thrilled to be in this segment and doing this work and delivering great experiences for patients and providers and payers and employers.
Well, Karina, thank you so much for taking the time to share all that with our audience today.
All right. Really appreciate being on the show. And thanks so much, Brian, for having us.
I also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Quill. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.